Yes, greetings to all. This is Brother Steve Fisher with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration, May 22nd, 2011. I want to just go through the book of Nehemiah this week as we study some lessons that we can get out of this Old Testament story. And I want to just encourage you to do a deeper study. We're only going to kind of scratch the surface here. We won't have enough of time to go into depth, you know, the character studies and so many more that we could learn from this book, the story of the Old Testament. To start off with, I will read Nehemiah chapter 1, the whole chapter. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the Lord, before the God of heaven. And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him, and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, If ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost parts of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. We see in this chapter how Nehemiah asked after the welfare of Jerusalem, or the city of Zion, and after he heard that the walls were broken down and the gates were burnt with fire, he was sore distressed, and he wept, and he prayed to the God of heaven. And as we look at this picture, we can take some valuable lessons from this. The walls of a city in the Old Testament are a picture of the walls around our churches and around our homes that keep out the world. The walls of the city of Jerusalem were broken down, and the gates were burnt. The world had free access to the sacred things of God, and had trampled them under their feet, and destroyed them, and made a mockery of them. And we will see, even in our day, as we look around, that all around us, in many places, churches and homes have broken down walls. The world is coming in and has free access, whether it be through electronic devices like television and internet or other means, that we have allowed a breach in the walls of our homes and our churches for the enemy to come in. And there's great confusion all around us. Homes are breaking up, marriages are breaking up, and many people are in distress. So we see the response of Jeremiah here, or of Nehemiah here, as he saw the condition of the city of Jerusalem, or the city of Zion, which was the church of the Old Testament. And he prayed. And we're going to look at a few things here in his prayer. Nehemiah's response was that of weeping and mourning and fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And it says in verse 5 there, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. One of the things that Nehemiah does here is as he prays, he is reminded of God's promises, and he reminds God of his own promises. And if we go to Exodus 20, verse 5 to 6, we will see what those promises are. In Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 and 6, it says, Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, talking about other gods. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. And this is the promise that Jeremiah is reminding God of here as he prays. He is reminding God of his promise to have mercy on them that love him and observe his commandments. And he says in verse 6, Let now thine ear be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee, day and night, for the children of Israel thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. Now we're going to look at a few verses here in Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 24, or verse 40, first of all, and we're going to actually read later, we're going to read some more of this chapter. It says, If they shall confess their iniquities and the iniquities of their fathers with their trespass which they trespass against me, that also they have walked contrary unto me. Here we see in Leviticus chapter 40 that Nehemiah got this prayer directly out of the law of God or the Old Testament, and how he confessed not only his own sins but also the sins of his fathers. And there's two things here. First of all, Nehemiah was willing to admit that he was a part of it and that he sinned and he had strayed from God, but also to admit that his fathers had sinned and gone astray. You know, it's hard for us many times to confess that we are at fault and that we have sinned. But you know, sometimes it's even harder for us to confess that our fathers have strayed and have sinned and transgressed against the Lord. But you know, as we seek the Lord, we need to be willing to forsake the ways of our fathers that were not according to God's will, and seek the Lord for His will. So we see in verse 7, we have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which thou hast commanded thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, If ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Here we see Nehemiah reminding the Lord of his promises. In Leviticus chapter 26, again we read, verse 33, I will scatter you among heathen, I will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. And the sound of a shaking leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as flee from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, and when none pursueth, and ye shall have no power to stand before the enemies. I'm skipping a few verses there sometimes. I went from verse 33 to 36 and 37. You see there where they were faint and they were afraid when nobody was pursuing. And it was because they had forsaken the Lord. And even so, today we see many, many Christians, or professing Christians, faint and fearful because of the things that are happening all around us. But we want to rise up and be strong. And we will see later in this book, in the following days, how Nehemiah responded to the call of God on his life and how he was able to restore the breaches that had been made in the wall. Then it says in verse 41 here in Leviticus 26, chapter 26, verse 41, "And that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquities. 42, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, will I remember, and will remember the land." God is reminding us of his faithfulness, of remembering his covenant that he has made. Says in verse 43, "The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbath, while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgment, and because their soul abhorred my statutes." But then it says in verse 44, he gives another promise, and it says, "And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God." And again, Nehemiah was reminding God of his promises that he had made to his people there in Leviticus. In verse 9 of Nehemiah chapter 1, it says, "But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out of the uttermost part of heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them into the place that I have chosen to set my name." Now these are the, verse 10, "Now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand." And again, he's reminding God of his power and his strong hand, how he's redeemed these people. "O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servants, and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer." He's praying there for mercy in the sight of the king. Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer, and so he was asking God to give him favor in the eyes of the king to do what God was calling him to do. And also just a reminder again of God's faithfulness to answer our promises, to answer our prayers when we pray according to his will. In Gospel of John, verse 15, chapter 7, it says, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." Here Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's telling them that if we ask according to God's will, it shall be done unto us. And that is the principle that Nehemiah was practicing here. In his prayer here in Nehemiah chapter 1, he was repeating God's promises and his word back to him. Apparently Nehemiah was familiar with God's word, and he had studied God's word and knew the promises of God's word, and so he was repeating the promises of God back to God and reminding him of those promises and praying according to God's will, which he had learned by reading his word. God bless you all. I think that will be it for this morning, and we will continue in the following mornings with the book of Nehemiah, and we will see what other lessons we can learn from this story.